Senate leaders were anxious to buy time as expiration of the Seminole Compact draws near. Over its five-year life, the arrangement has limited gambling in Florida while sending the state $1 billion in revenue from the tribe's casinos. But amendments offered by Senator Maria Sachs and approved by the Regulated Industries Committee were a potential monkey wrench. They would allow all horse and dog tracks to discontinue live racing but keep their profitable card rooms. Miami-Dade Senator Gwen Margolis was going to vote for the original bill, but the amendments changed her mind.
What this bill does is do away with an industry and replace it with a lot of casinos.
Several committee members had similar changes of heart. Still, the bill was approved. Broward Senator Oscar Brainin said its original purpose remained intact.
I'm going to support the bill so that we can give you another year to negotiate.
Without the one-year extension, the Seminoles would have to shut down their blackjack tables by the end of the year. A similar extension bill is also moving in the House. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.